It's cherry blossom season, and as in recent years, the trees have been blooming earlier, and their peak is less predictable. Claire Davenport went to Brooklyn Botanic Gardens to learn more about these early bloomers.
It's a chilly and windy morning, a little over 30 degrees. But that hasn't stopped visitors to the Brooklyn Botanic Garden. Last week, the garden reported its first bloom, and flower enthusiasts wander over for a photo in front of the blush-colored trees. I spoke with Maggie Liu, who lives in the neighborhood. She came to beat the crowds.
Yeah, it's nice, especially on a kind of random weekday morning when there's not as many people here. Like on the weekends, it gets pretty crowded, so it's nice and peaceful right now. It's kind of fun just seeing, like the early bloomers.
Yesterday was the first full day of spring, and for many New Yorkers, the cherry tree blossoms are a sign that the seasons are changing.
Spring felt like it should have come earlier this year, but it's still pretty chilly. We're at the end of March, so I'm hoping, once they kind of start coming up in full bloom, it'll really mean, the bad weather is over.
Lou isn't alone. According to Shauna Moore, the director of horticulture at the Brooklyn Botanic Garden, cherry blossoms have been an important marker of the seasons changing since the garden opened.
The cherry tree and the cherry esplanade just really kind of our trademark plant. I think we've had cherry blossoms here since the beginning of the garden.
Each tree only flowers for a week or so, and there's no moment when all are blooming at once. According to Moore, it's a quick life cycle.
About a six-week season, and so it starts very slowly, and right now we've got three in the collection that are blooming, and then in about 3 weeks, I think we'll probably hit a lot more.
Cherry blossoms require at least a month of winter temperatures to fully bloom. And other environmental factors can also impact their ability to thrive.
Depending on the weather, if the weather is warm and or rainy or windy, those blossoms don't last as long as they would if the nights are a little cooler and the flowers would persist a lot longer on the tree that way.
Bloom calendars posted in the garden's visitor's center still name April and May as peak bloom seasons for the cherry trees. But as the winter season in New York becomes shorter and shorter, this poster is becoming outdated. For example, last week, temperatures jumped to the low 70s, atypical for this time of year.
Our winters are milder. We're warming. We all know that. And the climate is changing. So everything is shifting. And we're seeing that with Mother Nature here, too, in the garden.
I asked Moore if rising temperatures could mean that one day cherry blossoms would stop flowering in Brooklyn.
I don't think so. I think cherry blossoms are pretty, are pretty resilient. And I think that would be very sad, wouldn't it?
Indeed, it would be sad. Claire Davenport, Columbia Radio News.